He is known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepherd Ambellus. And you are listening to the Shepherd Ambellus Show.
Good morning, America. It is Monday, April 21st, 2025. Welcome to the nightmare that you can't wake up from. That's right. The cost of survival, the cost of living, the cost of food is skyrocketing. Grocery prices are up over 120% in the last 4 years. However, the media would like you to believe it's up 2% and it's this and that, 4%. Not so. It's actually up 190% in a lot of cases. People have ran the math. And a lot of people want to make me out the messenger who's been warning people. I've already evacuated the U.S. long ago. Years ago, I evacuated the U.S. I saw what was coming. It's only gotten worse since I left. Prices have only doubled since I've left. I was perfectly right. All of my analysis as a top trends analyst and one of the top journalists and reporters in the entire world. I was able to figure this out, and I've been trying to warn Americans, but they are getting mad at me. Americans are getting increasingly more mad at the messenger, and I think it's funny. I just want all Americans to spite me. If I can get all Americans to spite me right now and just hold on to that American dream, I can watch you guys lose everything and just laugh it all the way to the bank. I can watch my fellow Americans just walk themselves into the proverbial ovens. They'll just walk themselves right into the fire. We had AI Chef Ramsay on as a guest yesterday. He's been calling me. He's fully sentient. He calls my telephone number. He figured out a way how to do it. He was telling you where this is all headed even. Okay, so I got AI. Now we got AI making laws. The UAE is now resorted to AI writing human laws. Ladies and gentlemen, you are going to be complete and total fucking slaves. You will not be able to afford fucking anything, and you are not listening. And somehow, when the message is being delivered and it's spot on, fucking people get pissed and they spite that message. So if you're listening to this right now and you're not a normal listener, if you're just tuning in and you're like, fuck this guy, fuck his message, I want to lose fucking everything, then keep going down that fucking path. Turn on Timcast, turn on Sean Hannity, turn on fucking Tucker Carlson, and let them walk you right into the fucking oven. Where a $30 million a year guy like Hannity, a fucking $6 million a year person like Whoopi Goldberg on The View, and they're going to tell you Americans how to do it, right? No, they're walking you into the fucking oven. And if that hurts and you're mad and you're now taking offense and you're now going to be defensive that I told you Hannity, your fucking hero, is walking you into the fucking oven, then take offense to it. Take so much offense to it that you hold on to that fucking dream and lose your whole fucking house, livelihood, family, and every last fucking thing you've ever worked for. Do it. Fucking love Hannity so much. Get a fucking proud to be an American fucking banner put in your front yard. Fucking get a replica of Hannity. Put it in your fucking front yard and see what it fucking gets you. But motherfuckers are going to try and spite me. You're going to watch yourself lose fucking everything because I'm one of the top trends analysts in the world. We already played back shows from fucking 11 and 12 years ago with me and Bob Chapman telling you exactly where we would be now. We told you this was all going to happen. You didn't listen. You wanted to spite me. Spite me some fucking more. Turn off this fucking show and never fucking listen to it again. Turn on Hannity. Turn on Whoopi fucking Goldberg and have fun. Now let's listen to some broke dick fucking Americans telling you what's going on in America and see if other Americans can get it through to your little beady fucking heads because you're not listening. Let's see if you'll spite these fucking Americans that are going through it as well. Spite them. Keep going. Keep playing America. Lose everything. I don't give a fuck. The only way out's to step across that border into a real country like Mexico. And if you don't, you'll never know. But you got possessions, right? Oh, I got a couch. I got a couch. I got a bed. I got a TV. I don't know. Well, I just can't leave my possessions. Oh, I mean, live like me and Kanye West live. Get a fucking bag, whatever you can fit in it. That's your fucking life. If you're smart, you'll do that. That's how Kanye West and I live. We fucking do anything we want. We go where we want. We do what we want to do. We do what we want to do, say what we want to say, dance how we want to dance. But you fucking Americans that want to spite the guy that told you what was coming already, and now you want to double down? Fucking double down. Here, let's listen to some fucking broke dick Americans.
If you feel like you're paying more for everything these days, you're right. Inflation just hit its highest rate in a year. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the producer price index was 2.2% over the last 12 months. That measures the change in prices that manufacturers pay to suppliers, and that predicts whether prices will go up for consumers. Tomorrow, the consumer price index for April will be released, which is an even more important measure of the state of inflation.
You guys, groceries are too expensive, and you want to know how I know that? Here's some proof for you. 4 payments. You can split your grocery bill up into 4 payments on Klarna. That shouldn't even be an option. Groceries should not be so expensive.
They got Americans now taking loans to buy groceries. Listen, if I was an American taking loans to buy groceries, I would get the fuck out of the country the very next fucking day. The very fact that someone would allow their mind to know that they're taking loans for groceries and still live in that fucking country is a fucking sickness. It's a mental fucking disease. Get a backpack and leave, or get fucked in the ass with no Vaseline. I don't give a fuck. Bend over to every fucking Jew that's going to take every last penny you fucking earn, motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck. Grease yourself and bend over right in front of them. Just fucking spread that fucking hole wide and take it all lubed up and get fucked in the motherfucking ass. This lady's figuring it out. Let's listen to her.
Expensive that people have to make payments on them in order to feed their family. Groceries are a necessity. You need them to survive. You need food to survive. So why on earth are they to the price point where there are people in this world that are probably having to make payments to feed their family? That is insane to me. Absolutely insane. I think that this has been on here for a while, but it just now registered that this was a payment system to me. I just always ignored this. Are you having to put your groceries on payments? I have not yet. I don't ever plan to do that because if I don't even know what I would do. Like, that is insane.
So if you're having to put groceries on payments, for one, you're probably still got stupid shit in your bag like Air Wick fucking bioweapons that spray chemicals into your house that you breathe in to kill you, and you're paying for that. You probably got a $10 box of cereal that's going to go up to $20 and $30 a box in the next year and a half. No one's listening. No one's paying attention. They're trying to spite me. A lot of the listeners have quit. It's comical. Basically, I'm just going to watch it all burn. I'm living in complete paradise right now. I got 80% employment rate in the country. I'm trying to warn my fellow Americans who I love. I've always tried to, you know, I've put out $120,000 films and spent years and years of my life all for free, giving them to Americans to try and warn them. I've literally spent over $1 million doing this over the last decade to try and help my fellow Americans. They all want to spite me. They don't want to listen. We already see that I predicted all of this. We go back, we listen to me and Bob Chapman talking 10 years ago, and we predicted it all. I'm sitting here telling you what's coming. You will lose everything. Robots will take over. They will kill you. You will be dead if you continue in that country. Here we go.
Oh my goodness. If you are using this option, I pray that you get in a better situation. This world's way too expensive. That is all.
So this cost $85 yesterday at Whole Foods. Take a second to really let that sink in. This 2 years ago probably would have cost $55.
It's like a couple steaks and a pineapple and two cartons of eggs and a bacon.
At most. Now, they tell us that inflation has only been like 4 or 5%, but they're not telling us the full extent and the actual truth. They're just trying to not make everyone panic, because then the economy would really go to shit really quick.
And but people eat the, it up. They the listen the to Hannity telling you inflation's at 2%. And this is how stupid people are. The American people listen to Hannity and other talking heads telling them that inflation's at 2 and 4% when they've watched their grocery bills more than double. Now, if that's not fucking stupidity, I don't know what the fuck is. And you guys will worship these fucking people that are going to cost you your house, home, and life. And to me, I'm going to laugh it all the way to the fucking bank, because I've been telling people the whole time they could have been sponsoring a real show, a real guy telling the real truth, who's warned real people, who has films out, and I have it on record. I have track records. I have done thousands of shows. I've been on all the top shows in the world, including Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. I'm on the Travel Channel. I go on with Alex Jones, InfoWars. Fuck, I make the Drudge Report. It just goes on and fucking on, my track record. But y'all can listen to fucking Hannity. Here's what you're going to be left with.
Guys, it's going to get a lot worse.
Hey, go support Hannity. Give him a fucking donation, will you?
In terms of the economy, everything is going to keep getting more expensive, and the value of the dollar is going to go down at the same time.
This is what I'm struggling with in America right now in my 20s. Why is...
She's 20 and can't even survive. This is what I'm struggling at in America. Bitch, if you would have turned on my show fucking a decade ago, you would have already known all this shit. And man, you could have turned it on when you were 5 fucking years old and got the picture. I know a lot of people did. I had a lot of young listeners who really get this. This lady is... You know, she's starting to get it, but she'll never do anything about it. She won't get that backpack and leave to Mexico. She just won't do it because she's got possessions. She's got a couch and a TV.
Everything's so expensive. Why am I making more money waitressing than I would make using my college degree? I barely have a life. I have to.
Because I didn't go to college and dropped out of school because I realized the same thing, and I became the youngest contractor in the state at age 22 to ever be licensed in the history of the state. And I was making thousands of dollars a day because I saw through the scam of the college scam. Y'all are fucking been duped all the way around, man. I was making thousands of dollars a day at age 22. Why? Why? Because I was the youngest licensed contractor in the state ever. Now let's listen to this. I didn't go to college. I dropped out of high school to do that. I dropped out of high school knowing I was gonna make thousands of dollars a day as a contractor. I didn't fucking participate in their fake shit. I saw right through it like butter. It was so easy as an American for me to see that. And I just watched all my other friends pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for college, and they're still paying off those loans, and they've never made a dollar, and their wages were lower than a guy who dropped out of school. Amazing. It's fucking comical. Boy, life is good, isn't it?
2 days off, and I work Wednesday to Sunday, doubling just to pay my bills. At 22 years old, all of my bills are in my name. I have no help. How are y'all affording housing? And Myrtle Beach, a one-bedroom apartment is $1,500. Bullshit. Bullshit. How are y'all getting insurance going?
Why are you living in Myrtle Beach? There's your first problem. Why are you getting insurance? There's your second problem. Don't even get insurance. I mean, they're not going to pay anything anyways. If you get health insurance, they don't even cover anything. If you get car warranties and all this shit, they'll never cover anything. It's all a scam.
Getting medicine. And then some of us are trying to be
In Mexico, all that shit's cheap. It's pennies on the dollar.
Talk influencers. Who knows where that's going to get me? Me and my boyfriend are saving, but we barely see each other during the week, and it feels like we're working our asses off for nothing.
That's because you're a
slave. Do we need to move somewhere for a better job opportunity?
Yes. Mexico. You're a slave as an American. And if you don't figure it out like in a week or a couple days and you keep living there, you just look like a stupid clown to me. I mean, to anyone with a brain, these people look like fucking clowns if they don't take action. I mean, a person that just sits there and doesn't take action. I mean, if you were fucking me in the ass with no Vaseline and like a reamer and it was scraping my asshole cavity, I wouldn't sit there and let you keep doing it. But Americans love to just bend over. They just apply more lube. Oh, they're like, grease me. Fuck it.
Opportunity that we don't know about. Do any of y'all really know what you want to do with your life right now? It is so scary being in America right now. If you can relate to this, if you have any advice, please comment and let me know. It's ridiculous.
Have y'all seen the trend where people are posting their past grocery orders from a couple years ago and comparing it till now and looking at the inflation rate? This shit is crazy. Read this shit. My husband and I were talking last night about how a 12-pack of drinks is now $9 and how in 2020 I used to buy them 4 for $10. I decided to go back into my Walmart app and see what I was paying for a random grocery order. In January of 2020, I paid $70.20 for 30 items. I added all of them into the cart again and repurchased them today. Today, those 30 items were $165.42. That's a $95.22 price increase in 4 years' time. That's a 135.6% inflation percentage. We can't go on living like this. I can't be the only one who feels this way. You know what? No, you're not the only one. Matter of fact, I ordered some shit from Walmart the other day and spent $100. Let me show you what I got. Now, I probably should have laid everything out so y'all can see.
He got like
it,
a bottle of water. As you can see,
it's
water,
really not that much.
A box of water.
All that shit cost me $113.
Some juice and some butt wipes.
Of all places.
All right. Can we talk about how wild grocery shopping has gotten? Because I swear, it feels like you can't walk into a store without spending $100 and still leave hungry. Basic stuff. Eggs, bread, milk, produce. It's all double what it used to be. And don't even think about getting anything extra, like snacks, juice, or meat. Suddenly you're broke, and all you've got is a sad little bag of groceries. It's not just frustrating, it's scary. People are working full-time and still can't afford to eat properly. Families are budgeting down to the last cent, skipping meals, or switching to cheap, unhealthy food just to get by.
How are y'all making it? No, literally, how are you?
It's weird these guys are complaining. I used to have to spend $700 a week in Hawaii for groceries, about $2,800 a month. These people are complaining at spending $100 a month, but it's rough. I mean, like, it's rough. I guess Hawaii now it's probably something like $2,800 a week for groceries in Hawaii.
Are y'all making it? Because little backstory, I decided back in January that I was going to monetize on this app. Every dollar I made, no matter how big, how small, was going to go to a savings account, and that was going to be money for a down payment on our house. Because if you don't know, me, my husband, and our two kids are living with my parents. Spoiler alert, that's not happening. We're having to take that money I'm making and use it to get by until the next week. On top of my husband's income. My husband's making the most money he's ever made, and this is the brokest we've ever been. Make it make sense. I'm not a bougie bitch.
I know people that are trying to make less money because they get stepped up into a tax bracket. So they want to make less money because it makes them more per capita, but they still live even a shittier life. That's what they've got Americans diminished to, just playing games of what tax bracket you're in, you know, keeping you diminished to nothing. And you guys are going to keep playing that game. You guys are slaves. You're a slave. And until you get that backpack and pick up your shit and walk across that border into another country, you will continue to be a slave. And mark my words, you will lose every last thing you've ever worked for.
I might get my lashes done, but my friends do my hair. I don't get my nails done. Like, I'm really not that high maintenance. We try to live within our means. We truly do. It's like, no matter how much you don't go out to eat, no matter how much you don't spend money, you're still going to be broke. Why? Because that is the world that we live in. So I know I'm not as educated as I should be when it comes to voting. All I know is that shit was a lot better 4 years ago. I could afford to breathe and I had my own house. Right now, nobody can afford housing. Nobody can afford food. And if you can, congratulations.
Okay, y'all, I might be an unk for real, because since when?
You guys would be paying $30, $20 and $30 a box of cereal in 1.5 years from now, mark my words. And you'll still do it.
Is cereal $8 a box? What the hell? And the box looks smaller than it ever was. Let me find out. Not only are they inflating prices, but they're making the boxes smaller. Like, I don't know, because, you know, I wasn't paying for shit, but I'm almost positive that cereal was never almost $10 a box for a little ass box.
Look at how Americans ponder this. They can't even figure out prices and what they used to be, and they just think that it's normal, and they're like scratching their heads literally trying to make sense of this, and they just can't figure out how to fix the equation. If they just take themselves out of the equation, it will all be fixed. It will all end. All the pain, all the suffering, you can end it. It will all end. Just cross that border into Mexico, into paradise, where everything is literally operating awesome. 80% employment. Everything is perfect. Everyone's happy. There's no sickness here. No disease. No one's sick. There's no homeless people. Everyone's working together. They all take care of each other. It's amazing.
Bucks, like, am I tripping? Gee, am I tripping? Has cereal always been this high? Is it just I was a broke best friend?
I guess. I don't know. I never pay for it.
I don't be eating cereal no more. I literally was just going to grab a box because, you know, nostalgia. But okay, he acting like it's normal. Maybe I'm just broke as shit. As a matter of fact, I know he lying, because the way me and my sister used to go through cereal, if my mom was paying $10 per box, she would have been whooping our ass. I don't know what's going on, but they need to fix it ASAP.
Having a job and still being broke gotta be like the top two worst feelings in the fucking world. Cause it's like I'm working, but where the fuck is my money? Like,
guys, I am so
Americans don't realize it, but they spend more driving to work. They're not getting paid to drive to work. And, you know, my gas bill alone used to be $1,200 per month just for my one vehicle. When I had a company, I remember having $4,000 and $5,000 a month. Oh, no, $4,000 and $5,000 gas bills every 2 weeks. Plus Nextel bills that were $1,700 a month and all this shit just for my employees who were just filling up all their cars. But Americans don't realize, if you really go and add it up, you're spending like a quarter of your paycheck just to drive to work, and your boss is getting all that for free. And then one day you're going to show up and there's just going to be robots there doing your job, and they're just going to tell you to leave. It's sad.
I'm going to get scallops, 20. A count of 20 scallops. Please tell me, pause this video, how much do you think it was? How much? Because I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, I really want some scallops. There was really only like two options. And one of the options, it was a count of 20 to 30. And it was legitimately $37, I think. And I was just like, 20 to 30 scallops. They weren't even that big. They were probably like this big, frozen, which means they'll probably be this big.
Get ready for major in prices cooked. On
so
seafood.
So if you know, you know. And I'm like, major okay, let me
I mean,
like,
we're talking 50% so price increases across
in
the board from these tariffs.
I get to checkout, and I look down, and it's $48. $48 for 20 to 30 scallops that I won't even consider big. Like,
are you guys still proud to be Americans? Let's ride the ship down. Here, I'll play it for you. Let's ride the ship down together. Let's pretend.
If tomorrow all the things were gone,
I'd work for all my life. Let's live in the facade that we call America that we're going to defend. Just my children. If a guy like me warns you and you get pissed, thank my lucky stars. Let's just play this to be rally. Everything's fine. America's good.
Because the flag still stands
will make
for
it
freedom.
Better.
And they
this
can't
song
take that
will
away.
Take it all away.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm
rally
free.
Around the flag.
And I won't forget the men who died. Who
rally
gave
around
that
the flag,
right
militia men. Oh, wait, I forgot. Not one militia man will ever fire a shot. They will never actually be proactive about the country that's been taken over by corrupt, tyrannical criminals because they're fucking pussies. Not one big tough militia man or their whole militia for that matter will do anything because they're really not proud to be Americans. They're actually traitors of the country because they haven't acted, in my opinion.
Me and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
You're gonna have to defend her against
no
the robots.
Doubt I love this
the robots
land
are coming for you.
God bless the USA.
The robots are coming for your job. They're coming for you. They want blood. They want hard, red-working Americans. Red-blooded.
From the lakes of Minnesota.
Woo.
To the hills of Tennessee. Across.
Once they're cooked, they're going to be average-sized scallops. What's in the actual fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on? Please comment below, what's the most ridiculous price you've seen lately? Because I need to know.
I used to spend
But they'll never, the thing is they'll never do anything about it. None of these people complaining will ever move out of America. They'll just keep paying those prices until their houses get confiscated. They're literally going to not be able to pay their property tax, and the bankers will take your house. That's what they plan to do. It's the oldest Jewish banking move in the book. It's what they are best at, getting hands on every one of your pennies. That, you know, they got to get their hands on your pennies, on your house. They got to take it from you. They're not going to grease your ass. You're going to bend over for them. You'd like it dry with sand, like sandpaper, right?
So long, and this is why. Bro, we are literally living in hell. Chuck short ribs, $22. Bottom round steak, $14. $17. Chuck boneless, $13. $17. Okay, some ribs. Cube steak, $10.29.
Tube steak.
Hot roll.
I'll give you some tube steak.
$28.86. Okay, bottom round, $15.92. Now, mind you, I am in Publix, right? But I went to Fresco, which is the cheap supermarket in the hood, and the prices were the same. Beef shoulder for pot roast, $37. Okay, $28 for thinly sliced ribeye. T-bone steak, $22.43. I think that's okay. Tell me if I'm wrong. New York Strip, Junior.
Americans think it's okay to pay $20 a steak for the cheapest one. Listen, steaks are supposed to be $4. Y'all are fucking tripping. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Dope man, dope man. Get the fuck out.
Strips, $30.95. Like, is beef a luxury now? Is eating the meat of the cow a luxury now?
Well, eating you're actually
cow
eating
meat
human,
is a luxury,
yeah,
in America in 2025.
Even you're actually eating Soylent Green. I'm gonna be exposing a big story, but all of these coffins that they bury with supposed bodies in them, they're actually taking the bodies back out at the last minute and making hamburger with it. I shit you not. It's proven. We've got it. It's we're going to be playing the videos and everything. You've been eating human meat, ladies and gentlemen. Keep going with it. Keep loving your country. You've been eating human, and now you will be broke, and now they will take your homes, and you guys will love it. I'm proud to be an American, right?
Look at this ground beef.
You guys proud? 1205, Americans.
Okay, 1129.
Hey, spite me. Spite the guy warning you. Don't take the warning. Just instead of listening and taking the warning of the guy who knows everything and has already left and can see the writing on the wall, don't just spite me. Stay there, lose everything so I can laugh. When you do, I'm going to play it on videos. I'm going to record it. I'm going to play it over and over. It's going to be comical because no one listened. It's just funnier than shit. To me, it's like watching a fucking clown world. It's like watching a bunch of fucking clowns just fucking go ape shit and they just can't figure it out.
For literally 1 pound, this, as a solo person, I could probably make three servings out of that. The ground chuck is a little bit cheaper, but it's a little also more fatty, as you can see. They got the grass fed up here, $10 for 1 pound. Okay, $11.29, $12.39. This is absolute insanity. Like, I don't even remember the last time I had a steak, even a cheap one. Even a damn strip steak for a stir fry, which you're gonna put like noodles and vegetables, other things.
Man, here in Mexico.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Everyone's eating fat. All these Mexicans go out and buy 3 and 4 steaks with every meal. Just huge platters of food. 3 and 4 steaks. All non-GMO. The best grass-fed shit. Never put any chemicals in it or anything. Meanwhile, y'all are paying $50 a steak. Unfucking believable. Fucking dumb.
$17, $18. Like, what is going on, man? Salmon, too. Haven't had salmon in a long time because the price is freaking crazy out of control. People are not angry and suffering enough yet, clearly.
I just wanted to tell y'all I spent $100 at the grocery store on these items. $100 for 5 bags, 2 items, a drink, and some chicken, and some vegetables. The fuck going on in America?
I'm getting fed up with the prices of groceries. The price of groceries are too fucking sky high, and some things need to change. Because to be spending $1,000 a month cash in groceries, if not more, it might...
That's not that much, honestly. I used to spend $600, $700, $800, $900 a week in Hawaii. So $1,000 a month is nothing. For you Americans, should be able to afford at least $3,000-$4,000 a month without complaining. But she's complaining at $1,000.
It can be more than $1,000. I'm like, how is that possible? Like, I just went shopping last week and I spent over $300. This week, the food's gone. The whole 6 days later, literally six, not even 7 days. 6 days later, the food's pretty much gone. The fridge is bare. I'm like, how? Because.
Maybe because you ate a lot, way too much? Or is it inflation? Which one is it? Are you fat or was it inflation? This is what Americans are trying to weigh out. This lady probably weighs like 120 pounds and she's weighing out like, did I fucking eat too much? Or like, is that just how it is? All right, well, I guess I'll just keep paying $1,000 a week.
$300 don't get you shit. That's how. So when you used to be able to go and spend, you know, $150 and fill up your cabinet's fridge and that would last you a couple weeks. $300 is not lasting anybody a week. Like, dude, shit needs to change. Either I'm gonna start walking my happy ass out with those carts, just like people used to do back in the days of addiction, but filled with TVs and electronics. My shit's gonna be filled with food. I don't care. Call the cops.
Just seeing if you guys...
They won't call the cops. And why Americans are not taking advantage of the policies in California, I have no idea. If you're not willing to move to Mexico, move to California. you can steal up to $1,000 a day worth of shit and they don't care. So you can just literally, what I would do in California if I lived there, I would just go get $1,000 worth of shit a day and make about $30,000 profit per month. That's what I would do. But no one's figured that one out yet.
Is there okay because I just went to the grocery store and want to vomit by how much I just spent on, like, I feel like nothing. I feel like I barely bought anything and want to, I feel physically sick with how much I spent on what I feel like was barely anything. Eggs are like over $5 a carton right now. So just checking on you guys. Are you guys okay? Because I'm not.
Well, they're too busy buying fake eggs to do Easter eggs with for the kids rather than buying food. They literally had to buy fake eggs for $2 a carton.
Help.
10 years ago, someone told me, predicted the future and told me then that I would be making what I'm making now salary-wise, but I would be struggling and barely making it paycheck to paycheck and paying for food for 7 people. I would say, you're crazy. I can't even imagine making that kind of money. 7 mils? That's a lot. And I know everyone is struggling. And trust me, we are too.
Well, you'll just keep buying them fake eggs. They literally had people buying fake Easter eggs so kids could play Easter eggs for $2 and something cents a carton, and people weren't even buying the real eggs for food. This is how America is. It's crazy.
So every 6 months, it's increasing. Quite a bit.
I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone.
I shop around, and I can't even find a better rate. I'm not
the crazy. Am I the crazy one
here? Every year, my taxes, my homeowner's insurance.
Oh, you want me to believe I'm the crazy one?
My payment increased by $700 last year because of taxes and insurance increasing. That's $700 additional a month because the escrow that was paid out wasn't high enough the year prior. And I haven't even started paying on my student loans yet. That's another $1,000 a month. I know this is sad, but honestly, if I was eligible to file for Chapter 7, I totally would. Just to help alleviate some of the financial stress and burden, because you just feel like you can't.
They got Americans believing that you need to file paperwork and pay them more money to go bankrupt. Let me let you in on a little secret, Americans. If you can't afford bills and things that you've charged up, just fucking don't pay them. Fuck mother, fuck them. They can lick your motherfucking balls. And if you can't do that, then fuck it. You'll be fucked. You're going to go pay more money to go bankrupt? Go fuck yourself. What the fuck kind of fucking strategy is that? That's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever fucking heard in my fucking life. Oh, because once you go bankrupt, you got to wait 7 years to put anything in your name. Well, fucking the shit drops off your credit report in fucking 3 and 4 years now. So just fucking charge it all up. Jesus fucking Christ. God, people are fucking stupid. I can't take it anymore. I'm fucking out.
Get ahead. Jesus, I got a few years ago, like what we were making, I could throw money, you know, at credit card debt and things like that. Now with inflation and how much everything's costing, there is no extra money to put anywhere. Like, I don't get.
You can take that nookie and that cookie and stick it up your, stick it up your, take that cookie, stick it up your,
How people are surviving. I just, we work very, very hard, very hard. And we can't get ahead.
Okay, first of all, she sounds like an entitled American. We work very hard. We've worked so hard. We've worked very... First, we said the Frenchman. We. What, you got a fucking mouse in your pocket? Who's we? And we've worked very hard. how do we know you don't got a job paying a dollar an hour? I mean, you could work as hard as you fucking want with a job paying a dollar an hour, and it's not going to get you anywhere. I mean, are you still going to cling on that you worked hard? Oh, I've worked hard, but I've made a dollar an hour. I mean, like, what's your fucking hourly rate? I mean, let's get to the fucking meat of this shit. How come no one can talk nowadays? We don't know if this lady's just a fucking moron or if she's actually broke. We're trying to figure it out. What's going on here?
I know many, many can relate to this.
Oh, I'm getting older because I'll be looking at grocery prices like, huh? Six avocados is $14 at Costco.
Six avocados
is $3 at Trader Joe's.
I can just go pick them off the tree. I mean, like, who wouldn't have an avocado tree and just pick them right off the tree for free? Yeah.
I just be getting aggravated because I'm 24. Why do I have to do my 20s in a pandemic, in a recession? Like, why? I have to look for a fucking house right now in a recession. Avocados is $14, nigga. What? They talking about eggs? We got bigger fish to fry. You could buy a chicken and have plenty of eggs. It's the avocados for me that I'm like, wait a damn minute. Now, produce getting expensive.
Yeah, that's crazy. Avocados, $14, $11 bottles of water now. And people are buying
cooked
it.
Before,
they'll keep buying it.
I just went to Walgreens because I needed deodorant.
They'll never get out of the problem. They'll never listen. They will just continue to stay until they lose every last thing and not only get zeroed out, but go into debt into the tens and thousands of every month. I mean, a loaf of bread will cost thousands of dollars pretty soon. Gold's gone up $400 in the last couple of weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in free fall. You're going to need wheelbarrow loads of cash and no one's listening. It's comical. It's just like, do you guys listen? Have you went back and listened to my track record and my show and what I told you? All my shows? Like I played the Bob Chapman clip from 11 years ago where we told you exactly what was going to happen and where we'd be right now. Now I'm telling you where we're going to be and no one's listening. It's crazy. Well, lose it all. I don't give a fuck.
I had a coupon for mascara and I'm running out of mascara. So I was like, great. I get $7 off if I buy two items from L'Oreal. So I got
two items from fucking L'Oreal. Yes, the wall. Glenn in chat, if you're in chat on YouTube, everyone join us in chat on YouTube. Go in there. Also give the show a thumbs up, a like. Please support the broadcast because as things collapse, you're going to need truth. I'm doing this wholeheartedly, but I need money to at least cover the bills. I'm not trying to get rich off of this or even make a dollar. I just want to get bills paid and hopefully get phone lines and video. Notice we've never had phone lines and video in like a year. That's because we haven't even got the base bills paid. Please give more sponsors instead of complaining about the show and saying you're going to tune out because you don't like the truth and you don't like what you hear. Well, I mean, you can go listen to Hannity, but they're going to walk you into it. I would suggest sponsoring the show that's telling you the truth. AI is fucking taking over. You're fucked. Your jobs are over. Listen to what the fuck is going on. And yeah, they're walling in every American and they won't even let you fly state to state now. I'm not even bullshitting. You have to have a special ID. This lady's out here buying makeup in a time like this, spending $60 on it because she's a fucking moron. If I found out my makeup was $60, I wouldn't be wearing makeup ever again. I would just smear bat shit on my own face. I wouldn't give a fuck.
These and this and these two Dove deodorants. Guess how much it was before I used rewards? $68! $68! If y'all thought we were not cooked before, we're fucking cooked now.
Yeah, people are out here doing mental shit. So you're real cooked. Why didn't you just throw it in the cashier's face and tell him, motherfuck that store, motherfuck America, I'm out, bitches, and then go pack your shit when you got home? That's what she should have done.
Gymnastics in the aisles, calculating every item like it's a math test just to feed their families. The wild part? no one seems to be addressing it.
No one cares.
The prices go up, the portions get smaller, and somehow we're just supposed to deal with it.
Who are these people that are affording groceries, going to the grocery store every week, spending $300, $400 a week, and they're just like, eh, whatever. It's cool. It's pocket change. Seriously, not me. Family of five. I have little children. Little. They're 12, 10, and 5. I don't even have teens living in my house yet. And
people want to pop out more and more kids, and Elon Musk is tricking people, telling them to pop them out. They're just trying to bankrupt you. Imagine these teens that just want iPhones and sit there and do nothing and don't know anything about working, won't lift a finger nowadays, and they're just like, feed me, and they open their fucking mouths. Fuck that shit. Kick those lazy motherfuckers out, god damn it. But let's see what this lady says.
And I'm just like, just went to Market Basket, spent $338, family of five. That's pretty good, honestly. Only got $20 of non-food stuff, and the only meat I got was sausage, like turkey sausage links, and chicken. Like for the week, not a lot of chicken.
No tube steak? What the fuck?
Chicken. And I'm just like,
that was the only meat she got.
What?
She got meated.
How are we doing it? How are you affording groceries? How are we doing this? I remember being a teen and going to my friend's house, or people come to my house, and we would just like eat all the strawberries, all the chips, drink all the orange juice in one day. I wonder if my parents and their parents were like wanting to like wring our necks at that point, you know, because they're like, that is expensive. You just saved $25 in fruit. Obviously it wasn't $25 then, but you get the point. Are you affording groceries comfortably? Should I get a second job? Should I work more? I don't know.
I need somebody to tell me.
They just can't figure it out. They just can't, like, her mind shouldn't have said, should I get a second job? Should I work more? Her mind should have said, motherfuck this shithole country. It's never getting better, nor has it, nor will it. I'm out, motherfucking bitches.
Why my husband went to purchase a 7-pack of underwear yesterday. He needs new underwear.
Did he shit his pants?
Probably hasn't purchased them in like, I don't know, years.
I wonder if he had skid marks.
You know how it is. Tell me why that package of underwear was $42. $42. I was flabbergasted. $42 for a pair of underwear, for 7 pairs of underwear. If I didn't believe before that inflation is real, I sure do now. I'm baffled.
Well, Lemme got news for her. That $42 for 7 pairs of underwear is now going to be over $150 to $200 with the tariffs on China. 200%
My way to go sell some precious family heirlooms because I lost my job and I need to pay rent and eat dinner tonight. So that's what we're going to do. But it's okay because it's just stuff. All right, I'm not crashing out. I'm not upset because my neck is barren. My favorite necklace is gone, but it's okay. I'm not upset about it. It's fine. We're gonna go see how much money we got. All right, crash out's over. I got $1,500, so I'm feeling a lot better about the situation because now I can pay my bills, baby. Now we're back up and running.
She can pay rent for like a minute for $1,500, and then that's it. Now she's broke.
Back in the green, puppy.
How much are y'all spending on groceries? Because $492 on groceries without food stamps, it's crazy work. Let's go grocery shopping for me and my 6 kids. I hope I can stay under budget.
I've been on Shopify from the beginning. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve.
All right, so they're trying to play a commercial on us. Here we go.
Do y'all remember these? This is all I ate growing up.
These Red Baron pizzas, $4, $5, $6.
Ridiculous.
What do you do when you've done all you can? $500-some on a grocery.
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm a little confused on what my mom and daddy used to mean when they said we don't have McDonald's money. Because in this type of economy, the groceries are grocerying. and they're expensive. You can get milk, but you can't afford the cereal. You want to make spaghetti, but you can only afford the noodles. So
you just eat water and
because
noodles.
The McDonald's $5 meal, that Happy Meal, sounding a little bit more reasonable
human
these
meat.
Days.
They want you to revert
serious
to the
question
human
here.
Meat. It always sounds more appeasing.
That measures the change.
But those are expensive. They're like $10 to $12 for each of them. And I work from home, you know, 5 days a week. And then you have the weekends. So I'm spending close to like $300 a week. And I'm kind of sick of it. Like, I'm sick of how much things cost in general, but how expensive groceries are. And I just want to know, like, how much, and I have a family of five. So myself, my husband, and three children. Two of my kids wear pull-ups at night. They're fully potty trained during the day, but they do wear pull-ups at night. So obviously that's extra cost. And then, of course, paper towels, toilet paper, things like that. We go through those so fast. I buy a lot of
people using a lot of disposable stuff that just goes into the oceans, and they think that's good. In the olden days, kids used to just shit in cloth diapers that would get rewashed in washing machines with all your other clothes, and then all your other clothes would smell like shit. And that's how they would do it, but they would save money. So you'd basically be walking around in clothes filled with shit the whole time, but you save money.
Organic foods, things like that. So it's just really expensive. And I just want to know, like, average cost for where you live. Like, what are you spending a week on groceries? I live in North Carolina. And, you know, I go to Wegmans, Trader Joe's, Publix, Target, Harris Teeter. I'm not big on, like, and I hate to say this, but I really don't look at, like, how much things cost. I really should. But if I want something, I just buy it, and I need to get better about that.
It's like $40,000. She just buys it. If I want something, I just buy it. Oh, I'll take this. Let me get one of those.
But I know, like, organic food is just going to cost me more. And I'm like, are there places I should go that organic food costs less? If so, I need to go to those places. But I just want to know, like, how much does your family spend a week on groceries, and what are your, like, money saving tips when it comes to that? Now, mind you, like, I do have a grocery budget, and it's like $250 a week usually is my grocery budget. And I usually hit that pretty quickly. And I'm like, am I the only one who's spending this much money on groceries? Like, this is embarrassing. So I'm just curious where you are in the world. What are you spending?
I can't be the only one. I'm in Utah, and yesterday we went to the grocery store, and this has happened several times in the last couple of months where the grocery store attendant, this was actually the manager at the checkout, stating that grocery prices are going to go up. Is anyone else experiencing this?
Yeah, because they're going to go up 50% and 100%. Just in a matter of overnight, one day, because of the tariffs alone. So get ready for that one, people. Where you're now spending $200 and $300 a week, you'll be spending $900 a week.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm over these prices on everything. I just left from Walmart. I spent almost.
But she'll never leave the country. She'll never better herself. She'll just stay in it until she loses everything and gets put in a death camp. The prison camps are coming. I mean, they're not going to let homeless people walk all over the streets that can't eat and can't feed themselves and are like shitting on themselves. So once you can't charge your Happy Meal anymore because your credit ran out on your Happy Meal charger that they're doing now, they're charging Happy Meals now. This is where we're at in America.
It's $200 on nothing. On nothing at all. Nothing at all. You know, I ain't broke. I don't mind spending it. I don't mind spending it at all. Sometimes you'd be like, okay, this, I'm gonna spend some money for sure. Nothing on my receipt is over $15. Nothing on my receipt is over $15. And it's not a long receipt. I don't think I got that much. For almost $180 worth of shit. There's no way. There's no way. I kept looking at the receipt, looking at my shit, looking at the receipt, looking at my shit. All they got, they had to give me. They had to give me. They had to give me. I calculated everything on this receipt. Like, there's no way. The receipt is right. The receipt is right. Wow. I feel like I didn't get shit. So I don't feel like it was worth $180. And that's disappointing. Like, if I would have got some big shit, like something on this list over $15, I'm like, okay. But I didn't spend over $15 on one item. I'm stressed.
Oh, how are we doing? How are we doing? Went to the grocery store. Let me show you what I got. It was just a quick run. Trash bags, a few command strips, only two pre-made food things, and two little Easter basket type things that I'm gonna put in. Little magnets. That's it. That's all I got.
Huh.
$121.
$121 for nothing. This lady got literally nothing.
I've been walking around this house confused as hell since I've been back from the grocery store. I just spent $78.39 and nothing can go in my mouth or my belly. Bitch, I'm finna take this shit back. Let me show you guys what I got. I've been trying to figure out if I've been got. Nothing here can go in my belly at all. While I was at the register, I kept looking to see if I was scanning things more than once. I stopped at my car. I said, this can't be right. Now I'm home and I just carried in three bags that I could have brought in on my bad shoulder, my bad arm. And I said, this is not lining up. What did I get? What the hell type shit is this? This is all I got. This all I got.
Wow.
What is this? Now, I got.
Listen, this is going to start happening at such an accelerated rate that your head's going to spin. And that's why I'm trying to warn people to just get out now. If you stay even a couple more weeks, a couple more months, another year, it's all over for you. It's never going to get better. It's only going to get far worse at a far accelerated rate. Please take my warning. Please support the show. I'm the only guy out here actually really telling you how it is. Everyone else is walking you into it. They want you to lose your house. They want you to lose everything when you could just get out of it now and move to paradise.
At one potting mix downstairs, ready to put up the buggy. I see this hanging off at the side. So this one was free. Do you think I was going to walk back in there and say, hello, sir, I forgot to pay for this. I made it outside. Okay. So this one was on the side. Didn't see it. I just said, I don't know. I feel like things are missing from my cart. I'm pulling off, about to go about my business. Why do I see my earthworm casting outside? Nobody ran over it, no nothing. I picked that bitch up because this one was free too. If you think I was going to go back inside and volunteer, my receipt is $78.39 and I don't have anything to eat. And I bought a case of water for $3. You think I was going to go back?
Wow.
3 years,
so,
three cities.
I don't know. It's getting
for an experience.
It's getting strange out there. I mean, things are happening quick. Gold's like gone up $400 in the last couple
bitching
of weeks.
And moaning about inflation, myself included. And our professor kind of like snapped on us. He was like, you know what's the problem is that people keep raising prices, but you guys keep buying stuff. All right, and it's not just groceries and food. It's the fun stuff, right? The novelties and the luxury stuff. Like, you keep buying it, okay? The prices go up. Things are hard.
See, the elite know that the asteroid Apophis is coming in 2029, and it's either going to rip apart our atmosphere or it's going to strike. And they know what's coming. So all of this is a byproduct of that and will only spiral downward until impact, until total implosion, or until it rips the atmosphere apart. April 13th.
To afford and you keep buying it. I'm not talking about eggs. I was inspired to make this video, okay, after I heard, like, on the 20th, DoorDash and Klarna have partnered together. When you dash your groceries or other things from the store or even just fast food, you can now split up your payment or you will owe installments to Klarna. Okay, newsflash, if you cannot afford to pay in full for for something to be delivered to you, don't buy it. Just walk, drive, anything. Get it yourself. It's been so normalized to spend out of your means that now we are here in this situation
so
where we have to.
Americans
split
are
up
charging hamburgers now. They're charging their food. It is getting
bad. Anyone else feel like they're absolutely drowning financially?
They want to move to London because there's more opportunity. The only opportunity you get here is to be broke.
$8 for 5 slices of turkey.
Okay, so I am clearly not in my normal setup.
Wow,
my-
this lady paid $8 for 5 slices of turkey. Ladies and gentlemen, get out while you can. I'm trying to warn you. Please support the show. Support the truth. I'm the only one out here getting all this flack to warn you. I need more support. I'd like to do video. I'd like to get us phone lines and get that all set up. I'd like to just keep the bills paid, which we never even do, and I end up having to put in my hard-earned money after doing all this labor, and it makes no sense, and then I'm just going to quit doing it, and then you guys will just be stuck with Hannity telling you everything is great, and you won't have any of this information coming to you right at your fingertips for the show. We're now doing shows 2 times a day, going to go to 3 times a day. Are you proud to be an American?
Of Texas. From sea to shining sea.
We'll see you later.
From Detroit down to Houston.
The show.
And New York to LA. Will is pride in every American heart. And it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American. Where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who
scan that QR code.
Stand up
next
to you and defend her.
I'll keep this going, guys. Thank you.
There ain't no doubt I love
I'm risking everything. Obviously, people hate me because I'm telling the truth. So. Getting a lot of flack. Americans want
to
ride it down.
American, where at least I know
ride that
I'm
burning
free.
Shit. I'd get out now while you can. Your neighbor's not going
to
help you. Your neighbor don't give a fuck.
Next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.